AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is not calling the deadly shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket domestic terrorism.
It is being investigated, as the FBI articulated, as a hate crime. The term domestic terrorism is a legal term, and because the investigation is ongoing, I won't employ that term.
Family members of one of the 10 people who were killed are speaking out.
My mom was my best friend.
Robin Whitfield, whose 86-year-old mother Ruth was killed.
We went fishing together. We went camping together. And you know, black people don't usually camp, but we did. And I'm going to miss that.
Also speaking at a news conference, the victim's son, Garnell Jr.
We're not just hurting. We're angry. Yeah. We're mad. This shouldn't have happened.
Attorney Ben Crump was also there to support the family.
Just like America responds to terrorism, America needs to respond to this act of bigotry.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The CDC now says 1 million people have died from the coronavirus in the U.S. The AP's Sagar Magani has more on what that all means.
That's roughly the same as the total of Americans killed in the Civil War and World War II combined, comparable to the combined populations of Boston and Pittsburgh, and equivalent to a 9/11 attack every day for about 11 months.
Amber Heard testified in Virginia. Ex-husband Johnny Depp was hallucinating, and his sobriety had completely collapsed in the final months of their marriage.
He was talking to people who weren't there, meaning people who were not in the room. He was communicating with people and sounds and voices that weren't there. I know because I was sometimes in the room and sometimes on the phone with him.
Depp is suing Heard for libel. This is AP News. As Israel and the Palestinians wrangle over the investigation of the death of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, other probes have started.
The outcome of these investigations could help shape international opinion over who's responsible for Abu Akleh's death, particularly if an official Israeli military probe drags on. Now, one open source research team says initial findings lend support to Palestinian witnesses who say she was killed by Israeli fire. Abu Akleh, a Palestinian American and a 25-year veteran of the Satellite Channel, was killed last Wednesday while covering an Israeli military raid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Los Angeles judge ruled California's landmark law requiring women on corporate boards is unconstitutional. A Superior Court judge ruled the law that required boards have up to 3 female directors by this year violated the right to equal treatment. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.